Tom's been there as the owner for quite a while now with his wife, Nancy. And they have, as you can imagine, codes of conduct and of dress to make sure that when families and loved ones are coming through, that they can focus on the grieving process. And they hired a gentleman who applied, Anthony Stevens, who promised to abide by those policies, and that included a sex-specific dress code for men, a suit and a tie that Tom would personally pick out for the funeral home managers. Well, 6 years later, Anthony came in and told Tom that he would be gone for 2 weeks and then coming back dressing as a woman because he was a woman trapped in a man's body.
I knew my husband had to make a very important decision.
The first thing that came to mind for me was what was going through Stevens, his heart and his mind. How did he get to this point? He was an employee that had been there 5 or 6 years. He was in his 50s. He was married. What could he possibly be dealing with and going through for himself? I certainly feel a huge responsibility for my employees and for the women that work there. And then my concern was for the families that we serve. How would they possibly react to this? So there were so many things to think about, and to go through that first 2 weeks was very horrendous. Maybe the two hardest weeks of our life.